One of the premier writing events in the area, the annual Write Stuff Writers Conference is back, welcoming writers in all genres at all levels of publication, from unpublished to published. The 2026 conference takes place Thursday, March 12th through Saturday, March 14th at the Homewood Suites Center Valley in Center Valley, PA, offering 3 days jam-packed with award-winning best-selling authors, agents and editors, intensive workshops, pitch and critique sessions, breakout sessions, a book fair, networking, and much, much more. The Write Stuff Writers Conference is a signature event of the Greater Lehigh Valley Writers Group, a nonprofit organization that aims to provide its members with a network of support and resources in the field of writing, to act as a central information point for activities in the field of writing and the publishing industry, and to advance the writing interests of its members. This is WDIY 88.1 Public Radio, and you are tuned in to Lehigh Valley Arts Salon. I remain Kate Scuffle, your host, and this evening my guests are Donna Brennan, chair of the Write Stuff Conference, and Angel Ackerman, president of the Greater Lehigh Valley Writers Group. So welcome, Donna and Angel. Thank you for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having us, Kate. It's really exciting to be here. And this is Angel, by the way.
Yes, it is good to be here. Thank you.
And there's Donna. Yeah, we were talking a little bit before we started taping. I hadn't realized the conference is in its 30th year. It really is a signature, kind of iconic, really beloved event with people traveling from all over for it every year. Could you give me just a moment, our listeners, a little bit of history or a sense of the greater goals of the conference? What's interesting about it, bringing people together from all over the region, the different writers, authors, and editors, et cetera?
I think what's really exciting about our conference is the fact that we connect writers from the Lehigh Valley and also from the greater area. We have a regular visitor, a member who comes from North Carolina every year. We have people come from far-flung locations on a regular basis. But I think what makes it really exciting is we have a mix of ability levels and a mix of experience levels. So all of these people are talking all of the time. And what's really nice is because our conference is small, but we've been doing this so long, we have a pretty decent budget. So we tend to get what I would consider mid-list to bigger speakers for our keynote. And then some local speakers and New York style speakers, even from Philadelphia sometimes, for some of our breakout sessions. But because the conference is so small, people have access to all of these people on a social basis, whether it's the keynote, or you could end up having lunch with the keynote at the Saturday conference, or you could end up running into someone in the bathroom. And so that whole idea of having a pitch ready and being ready to talk about your work and yourself, that whole you never know what kind of experience you might have and what kind of networking opportunity you might have is really true at the Greater Lehigh Valley Writers Group Conference.
And just looking at the schedule, I would really encourage our listeners to look at the website. There's a ton of information about the organization, but particularly about the conference. It literally is jam-packed with wonderful and kind of really diverse and exciting, as you said, opportunities, obviously, but just kind of approaches, ways of looking at things. Donna, for you, you've been chair of the conference before, I believe.
I was the chair last year, and then I was a chair in 2011 and 2012.
Okay. Could you tell us a little bit about, like, what's new this year? What is kind of traditional to always include in the conference? How do you put it together?
Well, the first thing we usually do is we try and pick the keynote and what kind of topics they like to do. And then we try and pick everybody else to kind of fill in around that. We try and have as diverse amount of topics as we can. We don't want to cater to just one type of writing. And we also want to cater for people at different levels. We want to have things for people who are just starting out, people who have been writing for a while. And one thing a lot of people who write don't know about nonfiction.
Creative nonfiction?
Yes, that's it. Thank you.
Yes, I was fascinated by this. Yes.
Yes, because we haven't had that topic in, I don't know how many, in a long time. Mm-hmm. I don't know if we've ever had that topic. And like, I've been writing for a long time, for like 15 years, and I didn't know what creative nonfiction really was, right. You know? I know what nonfiction is and I know what fiction, but it's like, how do you do creative nonfiction? So I'm really looking forward to that talk. And then also Lawrence Knorr, he's been at our conference before. He gave a talk when we were in Zoom mode during the pandemic. He gave a talk on self-publishing and it was wonderful. He's a publisher. He started at a small publisher. Now he's a mid-sized publisher. But he would give a talk, and he was such a good speaker. I had to have him back again. So this year he's going to be talking about the publishing industry and talking about trends and all different kinds of things and how to get your book sold better. There's just so many things I'm looking forward to this year at the conference.
And the keynote speaker is, it's a New York Times bestselling author, Kristen Bear.
Yes, she was at our conference in 2012, and she was not the main speaker, of course, back then. But people remembered her and people liked her, and so we definitely wanted to get her back again.
She's actually a very delightful person. I recently interviewed her for the blog, and that will be going up soon. But what I found out, and I believe, no, I might be getting her confused with Christina. Christina is another one of our speakers, and I interviewed both of them, and they're both really entertaining and just really fun women.
What's interesting, again, I would encourage our listeners on the blog, you're featuring quite a few interviews with some of the speakers, the editors, the folks that will be at the conference, which is really fascinating. And I'm struck by something I've seen about the organizations is this by writers for writers. And it really struck me when I looked at the lineup for the conference. We can think of a book festival as in a way, an opportunity for the public to meet authors. This is more about writers and authors and creatives coming together and exploring all these aspects of the field. And it's really, I would say, think incredibly useful and productive and powerful for writers.
Absolutely, Kate. It really is. It's an opportunity for everyone to get to know each other and to build on all the experiences that we've all had, no matter what level we're at. And because of the fact that everything is very communal in the hotel space, it's very contained there. So people, I don't want to say they don't really leave because the Lehigh Valley people do go home. But we have a Friday night social, so we're there until like 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock Friday night. We're back there 8 o'clock Saturday morning, and it all flows very nicely. So it's a fun time from both a social and craft perspective.
Writing is such a solitary thing. People write
Yes.
alone all the time, and it's so nice to get with other like-minded people because very often, if you're a writer, other people in your family don't get it, you know? And when you get here, you see other writers and they understand what you are all about and they know what you're talking about when you're talking about your characters. It's just nice to network with other people who understand.
It seems very practical and focused. So I noticed that there's an opportunity for headshots with
Yes.
a regional photographer. A popular element seems to be something called flashlit. Can you tell me what flashlit is?
Okay, at first we called it flash fiction, but it's not
Okay.
just fiction. So we have three categories for our contest. It's a flash lit contest. So one is fiction, one's nonfiction, and one's poetry. And you're limited to 100 words and you send it in. It doesn't cost anything extra to participate. And then people at the conference vote on their favorite. And then whoever wins gets the most votes in each category, the first, second, and third place, they get a little prize during our book fair on Saturday.
And the book fair is run in conjunction with Book and Puppet
In
Bookstore
Easton,
in
yes.
Easton, correct? Yes, that's
Right,
what.
yeah.
Right. And of course, all the networking possibilities that you were talking about, Angel, but some of the breakout sessions, there's critique sessions, pitch sessions. Can either of you talk a little bit about, if I'm a writer going to the conference, there seems to be opportunities to work not only with the end of like working with an editor, having someone critique my work, but then on the other hand, I'm getting a headshot done and I'm talking to an agent about how to get that work out there, right?
So one of the things we offer is individual appointments with agents, and I believe there's an editor on the list as well. And also, you mentioned the photography sessions. Photography is done by Joan Zachary. She's very talented when it comes. She's very good at getting people to relax and show their personality. And if you actually look at some of my websites, she does a lot of author photography for me. I have a small publishing company, Parisian Phoenix Publishing. So if you go to parisianphoenix.com, a lot of the headshots on our website are by her. But also, we have the agent appointments. So you can sit down with an agent. Usually it's 15 minutes, I believe, Donna, and you can actually pitch your work and they'll give you feedback. And Friday nights, we do our page cuts critiques where people anonymously hand in advance their first page and the panel then critiques the first page in the public forum. So everyone gets to hear the feedback and learn some lessons from that feedback. That does cost $10 extra, only to help keep it organized and to make it so that we don't have 300 people trying to get their papers in all at the same time. Not that we've ever had 300 people. The hotel doesn't hold that many. But yeah, so it's some of the stuff we do extra to help make it an individual learning experience and not just a group one.
And obviously, this is open to the public as well. So tell us a little bit about if one wants to attend, registration is open currently, is it not?
Yes, it is. It's open until at least the end of February. I think maybe early March.
Okay.
And all of those details can be found on our website, which is GLVWG, which we pronounce Glivwig. That's our common name for the group. We call it Glivwig, and we're all Glivwiggers. So you can find the information there, and you can register for the Thursday session, which I believe is Kristen. And then we have the two Friday sessions with Donna Galante, who's talking about her experience as a middle grade author and just getting ready for the whole publicity process and whatnot. And then there's
Right.
Lawrence in the afternoon working on some of his items. So you can register for Thursday or Friday or Saturday, or you can register for a combination of all. So if you want just Thursday and Saturday or Thursday, Friday, Saturday, you can register for the bits and pieces that appeal to you most.
And there's also a block of there's reservations available at the hotel, a block of rooms for the conference for people that are traveling from distance or just want to really stay and network, right?
Yes. And my daughter for Christmas bought me a hotel room at the hotel for Friday night so I can stay over this year. So that always makes it nice because you don't have to worry about getting home at a decent hour and then getting up in the morning and driving back over.
Exactly. It makes it a real retreat. Well, we're coming up on a break in a moment. When we come back, I'd love to talk a little more about the organization itself, what it offers people in our area, the writers in our region, a little bit of the history. You're listening, though, to Lehigh Valley Arts Salon right now here on WDIY 88.1. I'm your host, Kate Scuffle. And tonight I've been talking with Donna Brennan and Angel Ackerman about the 2026 Write Stuff Writers Conference, a premier regional writing event produced by the Greater Lehigh Valley Writers Group and coming to the Homewood Suites in Center Valley, March 12th through March 14th. We'll be right back after this short break.
Tune up your week with a great variety of jazz music on WDIY Monday through Friday nights from 9 to 11 offers many choices from the world of jazz featuring traditional to modern styles plus swing Sunday at 5 p.m. and improvisational jazz on the bridge Sunday nights at 10 p.m. Listen for new releases, interviews with artists, and information on upcoming performances right here on WDIY.
Welcome back to Lehigh Valley Arts Salon here on WDIY 88.1, Lehigh Valley Public Radio. I'm your host, Kate Scuffle, and tonight we're talking about the upcoming 2026 Write Stuff Writers Conference, produced by the Greater Lehigh Valley Writers Group, an all-genre writer support organization run by writers for writers. My guests are Donna Brennan, the Write Stuff Conference Chair, and Angel Ackerman, President of the Greater Lehigh Valley Writers Group. So welcome back, ladies. Before we left, we were talking about the conference, of course, and I'd love to talk more about the group itself, Glivwig. But before we do that, Donna, we were talking a little bit at the break about, as a kind of transition there, how interesting it is that like someone like Donna Galante, who's presenting
Right.
the conference, if I understand correctly, started out as a member of the organization.
Yes, she was a member several years back,
Okay.
and started out as a newbie like we all do, and then she grew as she learned more, and she got to the point where she can now teach other people what she knows and what she's learned through her experience and through the group. She's very, very good at marketing as well as writing.
Interesting. Yeah, I think the presentation I'm looking at on the schedule says launch your author brand and platform, a 10-step system to build brand, connect with readers, and sell books. And is this common that someone from the organization, as they move through, comes back and provides mentorship and support?
Yes, Catherine Kraft often speaks at our conferences and she's very well known. Yeah.
Yeah. Tell us a little bit about year round. You meet monthly, there are other events, there's a writer's cafe. I note that there are anthologies that have been published, newsletters, websites, etc. Tell me a little bit about how the organization operates year round.
So you meet on the fourth Saturday of every month, except for May and except for the conference month. May, we usually meet the third week because of the Memorial Day holiday, because we meet at the Palmer Branch of the Easton Library. So sometimes it's difficult to get that space Memorial Day weekend because the library is closed. But we meet at the library at 11 a.m. We always have a little talk by someone, and we put a budget together for those talks so that we can entice speakers from outside the organization to come in and share some little tips and whatnot. And sometimes we even invite back people from our conference that people enjoyed, so we can get an even smaller group workshop going on. Because in the afternoons, we have a workshop that's more focused and more hands-on. So from 1:30 to 3, we have an afternoon workshop. We recently implemented like an open mic we're testing. So people will come in for the 11 o'clock talk, which is free and open to the public. We do ask that after you attend a couple of meetings that you consider joining, which is $50 for the year for new people, $40 for renewal, which is quite reasonable. We haven't changed those dues in, 20 years probably. So, and then the afternoon workshop, you get that one-on-one attention after a lunch break with the presenter. And because some people didn't want to kind of go home for their lunch break and they didn't want to go to the Writers Cafe, which is another event, they just wanted to read work out loud, we thought we'd test an open mic, because the Writers Cafe on Wednesday night on Zoom is open to anyone. The public can just sign up and join us on Zoom, and they get to read about 700 words of a work and get critiqued, but not everyone's ready to be critiqued. So that's why we started the open mic as well. So all of that stuff is free for members. If an outsider would like to come to one of our workshops based on the speaker that we're having that month, we only charge $15 for that hour and a half workshop. So someone from outside the organization can come in and join and kind of test it out before joining 100%. But that's one of the things that we do for our members. We also have a brand new, we call it the member directory, where we send that out to members. It's a list, and the member gets to choose what they put in there, but it's a photo, what services you offer, if you're an editor or whatnot, what background you have, and anything you wish to kind of promote and say about your work and yourself goes in the directory, so that members can kind of find people similar to themselves or find people to help. As Donna was saying earlier, we do kind of provide some mentorship from time to time, that those who have learned skills will come back and try to help others. So
it's interesting, because I was thinking what you had said, Donna, about writing potentially being such a solitary craft. Again, this sounds like even year-round, much like the conference. This is a really wonderful way to not only gain skills, knowledge, access, whatever, but also network and build community.
Right. And one way we get a lot of members is that people first start attending our Writers Cafe, which is at Wednesday nights, Angel?
Yeah.
So it's Wednesday nights, and it's via Zoom. It used to be in person, but we kept it via Zoom after the pandemic, because people can come from anywhere, from out of state too. And so people come, and once they, get the feedback and they get used to hearing from other writers and getting used to, reading their work and hearing what other people have to say, getting the feedback, a lot of times people join our group after being in there, and they continue going to the Writers Cafe. And we got so many people there that they broke it up into, I think, two groups now, because they only let 10 people read each night, because otherwise it would go on forever. And so they get to read like between 500 and 800 words. And then you just get feedback from other people on what you wrote. And it's just nice. It's low pressure and no pressure, really. You just read it and just hear what people have to say. But that's free. You don't have to be a member to attend.
Okay.
So that's open to anybody. If they want to go, they can go on our website and look under events, and they can find a link to attend our Writers Cafe. It's every week. So people can learn more about us that way too, and just get used to being around other writers that way.
And the group really is, when we say all genres for our listeners, if they're not really thinking about that deeply, that is real. It's very comprehensive. That's everything. And I can see that in the conference programming: poetry, prose, journalism, technical writing, creative nonfiction.
Yes.
Creative nonfiction. which has to also be kind of cross-feeding, like a lovely pool to be in, kind of getting responses from writers of all backgrounds and genres. It must be just really interesting for the writer themselves.
It's actually really fun to kind of put some of that stuff together. And I know I've been trying as president to make sure that we ask the membership what they want on a regular basis. So every year I send out a Google form that talks about all the different things that all the people that we know of that we might be able to contact, if there's subjects that they're interested in, or if we just have a theme that we think might be interesting, we kind of poll the membership. We can't always find people to address those topics, especially within driving distance of the Lehigh Valley, but we do try to respond to our membership, and that's always changing. So it depends who's, you know, most active at a time, what we're talking about. And then sometimes we contact a speaker and they do something totally other than what we expected, but that's a good opportunity for us to kind of stretch our own brains a little bit too. So yeah, so it's a good time.
An example of one of the topics that it's hard to get someone to teach was AI, how AI is affecting the writing. And that was when we were like, you know, racking our brains and finally figure out. And then Lawrence Knorr is going to cover that as one of his subjects at the conference, because that is such a big topic for so many writers. How is it going to affect, you know, our ability to write what we want and to sell our writing?
I was going to ask, post-COVID and the era of AI, what are some of the new challenges or areas of growth or concern, or that you're addressing that you wouldn't have said 10 or 15 years ago? AI would be an obvious one, right?
Yes, that's an obvious one. I think also just the changing marketplace with the changes in publishing, from ebooks to different online platforms to, you know, print and print on demand versus commercial offset printing, and all these little things that really do impact a writer's career. Like, you really need to think about your personal goals and where you want to go to make sure you make the right decisions of what marketplaces are best for you and what's going to serve you best as a writer as you grow.
Interesting. And the Easton community, now you're based in Easton, and that's the partnership also with Book and Puppet Bookshop, which is wonderful.
Right.
Do you find the post-COVID and via Zoom, for instance, I would imagine that has grown kind of the geographic scope of your reach, obviously?
Well, yeah, because our meetings used to be just in person, and now we have hybrid meetings. Okay. So people can Zoom in. So, I mean, even though I'm only 25 minutes away from where we meet, some days I just Zoom in because, you know, life happens and you can't always get there on time.
Right.
But we get people, like I said, from out of state that attend to our meetings. And it's nice. So people from far away, like an hour or more away, they don't have to drive every month. You know, they can just Zoom in. But people who want to be there in person and meet with other people, it's always nice to be there in person. And we provide snacks and stuff for people who come in. So it's just a nice way to do it, either online or in person.
Our vice president right now is actually from the Kutztown area, but she's outside of Kutztown. So she comes in when she can, but it's because of Zoom that she found the group and she participates in the group. And it's really exciting because I don't think it's too much to say this, but a lot of members in the group are older. And because of Zoom, we've been able to attract people from a little further away that are a little younger. So like the vice president right now is probably one of the youngest people on the board. Mm-hmm. And she has young kids at home, and she's a mom, and she's a professional and all this stuff. But because of the Zoom flexibility, she's able to help participate. And that's really been a benefit to the group as a whole to attract this new demographic.
I was going to say we're almost out of time, but Angel, what in terms of then looking forward for LiveWig, not only obstacles or change, but what would you like to see grow or expand, or things on the horizon for next year's conference? Just what's in the future?
The group itself has over like 100 participating members. I think on paper, there's like 200 people on our mailing list. And we've run into the thing all the time that we're running out of room in our little database that the online system we use allows us to have. But I think what I've learned, because I've been president now, this is my third year in this current term, but I was also president when Donna was last like conference chair in that kind of time period. I think I left the presidency previously around the time that she picked up the conference. So it's been about 15 years for me, and I took a gap in that time because I had a family. And my husband and I are both writers, and we were cash strapped, so we couldn't both afford to attend and hire a babysitter and all this stuff. So anyway, but what I've learned, especially seeing that gap, that it's really important that we all remember as a board, because we are a nonprofit and we're committed to raising raising awareness and providing opportunities for writing in the Lehigh Valley, that we understand that the group will always change according to the core membership, and that as a group, we work really hard to make sure that we're providing opportunities for the people who pay in and who what they need at the time. So if the group is interested in a certain direction, it may veer a little bit, but then it kind of, you know, it always changes based on who's active. So it's really important to express what you're looking for as a writer, if you are a member, if you're looking at membership, because we're always looking to grow and to meet whatever the most current needs are, if that makes sense.
No, it does. It's wonderful. I would remind our listeners, that's the Write Stuff Writers Conference 2026, taking place Thursday, March 12th through Saturday, March 14th, the Homewood Suites in Center Valley. It's the signature event produced by the Greater Lehigh Valley Writers Group, a nonprofit year-round organization providing its members with a network of support and resources in the field of writing. Thank you both. Angel, Donna, congratulations on a fabulous lineup for the upcoming conference.
Thank you so much for having us.
Yes, definitely. Thanks for having
us. It's been lovely. And again, I would encourage our listeners to go to the website. There's a ton of information on the conference, the organization, newsletters, blogs. It's wonderful. And I want to thank our listeners, of course, for joining all of us again today. I've been your host, Kate Scuffle, and I look forward to visiting with you again soon, right here in the Lehigh Valley Arts Salon on WDIY 88.1 FM. The Lehigh Valley's public radio.
Lehigh Valley Arts Salon is supported by the Dexter F. and Dorothy H. Baker Foundation, who believes lives are enriched through a vibrant and enduring arts community, and invites you to join them in supporting the arts.